Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. This is the text. On Tuesday at our circuit pastors conference, I was responsible for presenting a study on our gospel reading, this portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And what we typically do is we will take a look at the actual Greek text and do a word study and get really in depth on the actual meanings of the words and how the grammatical structure is put together. But these words are really straightforward. I mean, this is as C-spot run as you're going to find in the Bible. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who meek, or blessed are the meek. And it would not have been a particularly interesting word study. So, as I have a fondness for the writings of Martin Luther, I presented various excerpts of what he wrote about these statements, commonly known as the Beatitudes. And they're called that because beatus is the Latin word for blessed. Well, there's so much material to work with. We didn't even get two-thirds through the study that I had put forth. And so in preparing a sermon, I'm like, well, as it is All Saints' Day, let's turn our attention to just one of the Beatitudes. Now, the obvious choice would have been, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And he goes on to say, your reward is great in heaven. But with focusing on the saints, I chose to look a little more closely at blessed are the meek. Do you consider yourself to be meek? Do you want to be meek? You should. I mean, the word meek, unfortunately, it's one of these words that our culture has stolen away from the historical usage and the good usage within the church, and negative connotations have been applied to it. Our culture's done the same thing with words like submit or tolerate. It just have stolen away the intended meaning and turned it into something else. So I looked at a dictionary, and meek is defined as, rightly so, as gentle, mild, patient, long-suffering. Those are certainly aspects of meekness in the historic sense. But the primary usage of meek today falls under some of the other definitions that you find, like unassuming and spiritless. That's what the modern dictionaries say about the word meek. That is a new and unintended understanding of this word. Unfortunately, it's also the predominant usage in recent times. When Jesus proclaims, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, he's practically quoting Psalm 37, verse 11, where the psalmist says, but the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves with abundant peace. Now the psalm goes on to describe the meek in very different terms than the spiritless, downtrodden, cowering in the corner, unassuming doormat of modern English usage. The psalmist equates the meek with the righteous. He says, the mouth of the righteous shall utter wisdom. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in a time of trouble. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. The meek are filled with wisdom and are strong in times of trouble because they entirely place their trust in the Lord rather than in themselves. That is true meekness. Pray that you are filled with meekness in the biblical sense of having a humble, joyful, and confident dependence on God. The people of God and Christ himself are described as being meek. because we rely on the good and gracious will of our Father in heaven rather than trusting in our own strength. Luther writes about this. He says, those who roar and bluster violently to defend their property and their peace, the bold and the brash who flaunt their strength, trust in their own abilities, view their place in life as being rightly superior to those around them, these are the people who are glorified in our society. But Luther goes on to say that those who are always arguing and squabbling ultimately cost themselves, because they will never know the joy and peace of the quiet life. The humble servant of God who quietly does his or her job will often go unnoticed, will often get passed over for the promotion. I know from experience and just from general observation within the church that a pastor of a small church in a small town, no matter how faithful he is, will always be considered less important than the pastor of a big church in a big city. That's just how our sinful world works. That's how our sinful mind thinks. Our world evaluates us on outward appearances and tangible success. But that is not the ultimate evaluation or how things will ultimately end up for us. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. On this observation of All Saints Day, we turn our attention to those who have departed the earth, who have heard the only evaluation that matters, what we long to hear Christ say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Those are the only words, the only evaluation that we need. And we know from Scripture there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and the meek shall inherit that earth. It's very frustrating for us in this life, as it seems that the unrighteous and the obnoxious have inherited the earth. Well, just keep in mind that this earth will not last. And whatever pleasure comes from sin is always short-lived, and it always ends up badly. The meek will rarely be the stars of society. Having a humble, joyful, and confident dependence on God rarely gets your foot in the door at work or gets you noticed in society circles. However, the meek shall inherit the earth. Do not rely on yourself or trust in the strength of your own character or the greatness of your deeds or anything else within you. That's not the way of meekness. And if meekness and righteousness go hand in hand, as the psalmist implies, and as just all of Scripture implies, well, then the lifestyle of the brash and obnoxious is a dangerous way to live. There are consequences when the final evaluation from Christ our Lord comes. We must look outside of ourselves in order to find the value that we have within us. Humble, joyful, confident dependence on God. That is the way of the saints. Faith in our loving Father who sent his Son into this sinful, selfish world to suffer at the hands of evil men so that our suffering would come to an end. And this good news comes from outside of you. But that is what fills you and brings you here today. Just like the joy of the unrighteous and obnoxious is short-lived, the suffering of the saints is short-lived. It will end. Christ has guaranteed that. The unrighteous have a joy for a short time, but inherit suffering for an eternity. The meek, the righteous in Christ, endure suffering for a short time. But as God's saints, our inheritance of the new earth in our resurrected bodies will be for all eternity. And as we hear in John's revelation, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Now, God knows that the suffering you endure in this life is real. The tears are real. The pain that sin has brought is real. The pain of death hurts, which is why our loving Father had to send his Son, which is why Christ our Lord had to come in meekness. He had to endure all of the pains, all of the angry words, the betrayal of friends, and everything that we suffer, even death. As the letter to the Hebrews says, he is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. Christ came in meekness so that he could say to all of the saints, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Amen.